This is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
And Kathy Dawes, along with Riley County Extension Horticulture Agent Greg Eystone, and all kinds of things going on. It feels like spring out there, isn't quite. Phone numbers to call if you have questions or comments for Greg. I know a lot of times when we get to talking about gardening, people do like to hear some things. 537-1350, toll free, 866-776-1350, or you can tweet us at 1350KMAN. Lots of garden seminars and things coming up, and boy, the weather just kind of fits it, Greg.
Yeah, sure feels like spring and should be outside doing things. There are some things we can do outside, but one thing we would start indoors with, and starting tomorrow, Saturday, we have Colleen Hampton, one of our Riley County Master Gardeners, is going to give a program on starting seeds, and that would be an indoor activity right now. And to do that, we don't have quite as enough sunlight energy to grow plants outdoors. Of course, temperatures fluctuate, and so we start seeds indoors. So right now, if you're looking at planting some of your cole crops, whether it be broccoli and cabbage, that would be something we'd start right now. Tomatoes, you might want to hold off a little bit. It's still pretty early, so usually about a month from now is when we'd start tomatoes. But it is kind of an interesting process of starting seeds indoors. And Colleen, at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, she'll be at Blueville Nursery. They're the ones conducting, hosting that site. And so 10 o'clock tomorrow, Blueville, if you want to learn about starting seeds with our Riley County Master Gardener, Colleen Hampton.
And you just have one thing right after another this next week, it sounds like.
There are lots of things going on, and so hopefully people can make it to some of these activities and programs. On Thursday, February 23rd, I'm going to be talking about effective irrigation. This is held up at Leonardville in Nelson's Landing, and that's free, and it starts at 10:30 a.m. So if you're interested in learning how to irrigate properly, this is what this program's about. We never know what the weather's going to give for us if we have enough moisture. Right now we're pretty dry. Hopefully we do get some moisture on Monday, and that would help our plants out, but you never know. And so I'll be giving a program at 10:30 at Nelson's Landing, effective irrigation. So think about if you're watering your lawn, on average it costs about $20 here in Manhattan to water your lawn. If you do that once a week at the end of the year, that may be $500. And we'll talk about whether how often you need to do that and if that's a good thing to be doing for our turf grasses. So that's on Thursday. Our big day is on Saturday, February 25th. We used to have a garden show here in Manhattan, but that has gone away. But we will have an all-day seminars available on Saturday, February 25th. It will be at Pardoff Hall like the garden show was. That's also during one of the winter farmers market days, and so there'll be the farmer booths set up, and there'll be a few extra booths there. I know the beekeepers are going to be there. Kinds of beekeepers will have a booth. The master gardeners are going to have a booth. Jenny with our office is going to have a booth. So there'll be some other displays going on that day as well. We're going to start our first seminar at 9 a.m., and Mike Haddock is going to be talking about Kansas flora from corner to corner. Mike has written the book on Kansas wildflowers and native plants and is writing more books on that. There's going to be one coming out here shortly, but Mike's a great resource for us and have lots of pictures. And again, that's at 9 a.m. All these will be in the Clover Room at Pardoff Hall, the smaller room across from the drinking fountain. So if you get in the large room and see just all the vendors going on, you just need to keep wandering until you get to the Clover Room, and that's where all the seminars will be taking place.
Well, people are definitely getting in the mood, and you mentioned landscaping got some interest recently, too. It sounds like you have a lot of folks. And when I was driving around town yesterday, I saw a lot of people out, you know, just kind of cleaning up their yards and some of the debris from the winter months. I'm not sure, but and people are getting in the mood, hopefully not too soon.
They are, yeah. Well, there's really not a whole lot we can go wrong if we're out there doing some cleanup. If you do some pruning, you may have to do some more pruning depending on what the weather conditions are in the next few weeks and months. At 10 o'clock, we will actually have a program on Achieving Your Dream Landscape. Derek DeBoer with Blueville Nursery is going to be talking about landscaping. It's really kind of giving you a plan to set your goals in action. So he'll be talking more about the steps of accomplishing your goals, I think, a little bit more than actual creating your goals.
That's the February 25th event, right?
Yeah. There's seminars going on all day long and every hour. And, of course, on our website would be a great place to look at these resources. So riley.ksu.edu is going to list the seminars, when they are and who's speaking and things like that. So at 11 o'clock, we're going to talk about our Prairie Star annual flowers. That's a research project that's ongoing, and I think there's 36 new varieties of annual flowers added to that list for 2017, and Dr. Cheryl Boyer will be discussing those flowers. At noon, Chuck Marr, our great vegetable specialist emeritus, retired, continues to help us out with information on new and underutilized vegetables. So if you're into the vegetable gardening, come out at noon. Again, you can come and go anytime. These are all free, again, in the Clover Room. 1 o'clock, we're going to talk about watering again. Sabine Martin, a master gardener, is going to talk about proper watering. It's real important that we use our water resource correctly and don't cause any contamination and things like that. So that's important. At 2 o'clock, Nancy Moore with Blueville Nursery is going to talk about some new or the perennial flowers that you may want to incorporate in your landscape this year. And at 3 o'clock, our last seminar for the day on Saturday, February 25th, is going to be Gardening in Small Spaces. That's with Colleen Hampton. Our landscapes may be shrinking a little bit, and she's going to give you information on that, as well as I think there'll be some on container gardening. So 3 o'clock will be our last seminar, and things will be wrapping up by 4 o'clock. Again, all these are free at Pardoff Hall on Saturday, February 25th.
Lots of good information there, no doubt about it. And any other updates when it comes to different seminars and things that are going on? Go ahead.
Yeah, just continue to look at our website. We will have a fruit tree pruning demonstration on Saturday, March 11th. And again, that's something you'll just have to get at our website. Probably 1 o'clock is that planned for at a location at somebody's house on Silver Creek Road. And then if you're into just beginning vegetable gardening, we're going to have an all morning session on March 25th. That is, again, at Pardoff Hall. It's also going to be one of those winter farmer market times. So it's in the Clover Room. That's going to start at 9 a.m., but we'll be talking about beginning vegetable gardening. And if you've been gardening for a long time, there may be some tips as well. So if you're interested in vegetable gardening for this next upcoming year, March 25th, there again at Pardoff Hall. Lots of things going on in Pardoff Hall.
Out of curiosity, do things change? I mean, obviously, if you've been a gardener most of your life, you have a pretty good clue how to handle things. But I imagine you still continue to learn things all the time.
Yeah, I think the changes, some has been in pest management. Those techniques have changed over the years. And also, we're getting more into soil health. Feeling that we need to add more compost if you haven't been doing that, and or we'll call it no-till gardening. If you can accomplish that, that's using cover crops to really incorporate nutrients and building soil health and biology there. So those things are changing. Varieties may change a little bit over time as well. You're familiar with genetically modified organisms, and there's not a whole lot of those in vegetable production at this time, but you know, some of those things change as well.
Any concerns about this warm weather in February? I mean, as I said, I saw a lot of people out and about, but what about things blooming? Any dangers that way?
Well, you know, things may bloom earlier than usual, and if there's a cold spell afterwards, as far as typically fruit crops is our main concern. If there's a cold spell after bloom, then that damages the fruit. And so that's really our only concern. The rest of it, your flowers may bloom a little bit earlier, enjoy them earlier. If we do get a cold spell, you know, they may be shorter lived, but really just nothing you can do about it, for one thing, and might as well roll with the weather and enjoy it, and don't fret over it too much.
When you say fruit, too, here locally, I don't know that we do a lot, unless, I guess, apples is about all that comes to my mind. I mean, we don't obviously have oranges like they do in the
right.
South and that kind of thing, where you hear of the disasters that have occurred there in times past. But
right, there's not a lot of fruit orchards in Kansas. Our weather just it's too fluctuates too much to really have a quality crop year after year after year. So it's a challenge for a commercial entrepreneur to
grapes.
To try
what about grapes for those wine folks?
Yes, we do have probably the largest crop that we are now growing in Kansas is grapes, and they generally don't get too excited about the weather and can hold off. So we don't have as much challenge with them as far as cold temperatures on the grapes. There are some herbicides and other things that can affect those here in Kansas.
Well, before we wrap up, anything else you're wanting to add or highlight, Greg?
We'd just encourage people to give us a call, 785-537-6350, and we really want to send people to our website if they have concerns or questions about all these upcoming programs. And so www.riley.ksu.edu, and the events page is right there on the homepage, so you should be able to scroll down. K-State's website, you may have to click the More button to read all the information, but it's right there on our front page.
Very good. Again, we've been talking today with Riley County Extension Horticulture Agent Greg Eyestone, and hoping to speak with Jamie Ramsey next, Director of the Riley County Senior Service Center. Still waiting, of course, State Representative Sydney Carlin of Manhattan will be calling in when she's able to. That's the way it works at the state legislature some days. 537-1350 if you have questions or comments. You're listening to In Focus.